This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
For us this week, it was really just sticking to our process and seeing all the hard work that we have done over the first half of this season. And we have made some really good improvement in places. So I think for us, it was just sticking to process. It was looking at the game ahead and making sure we just have a really solid training week and consolidate all the things that we needed to from that loss.
I guess it doesn't get any easier. You've got to go down to Melbourne. You've got to play Vixen's team that is just sort of steamrolling their way through. But they're doing it in a way where it's sort of, you kind of feel like you've got a chance when you're playing against them, because they're sort of, they're not exactly blowing teams off the park, but they're just so consistent. So you've got to, I guess you feel like you've got a chance, but you've got to really make everything count when you're playing against them, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a 60-minute effort. I think we've seen how well they come back at the end of games. And, you know, like, they're a class side. They've been playing together for a really long time, so a lot of those connections are very seamless for them. But I think for us, we match up really well against the Vixens, which is really exciting. And it's been a really long time since we versed them at Fields, so I think it'll be a really good hit out. And we all love Melbourne, so...
I guess that first game when you did play them was round one. Obviously, there's a lot of new combinations, new players and stuff. Do you feel like, even just, I mean, despite the fact that we've had all the injuries, it feels like there's a bit of stability and those partnerships are getting a chance to form now within the group?
Yeah, definitely. I think there definitely is. And I think for us now, it's working those partnerships against all of the different opposition that we face, because, you know, things do tweak and change slightly. But I think, you know, just like having a few of the girls back, having them more at full force too, I think will be really exciting for this game as well. I definitely feel like those connections are kind of growing into what they need to be.
Yeah, your connection with Kel as well. Like, I mean, we saw that game against the Vixens was the first time you guys had taken an SSN court together. Do you feel like that partnership has really started to blossom, and how much are you benefiting from having Kelly behind you in defence?
Yeah, it's been so good. I think Kel just brings this calmness, and she's really clear in her direction. She's obviously such a huge threat at the back too. You know, all she has to do is throw her arms up. She just covers that much space. So I think for me, it's really given me the confidence to just do what I need to do, and she'll just read off it. And she's also just like, there's not really much that phases her or rattles her. Like, she's ready to have a chat after everything. So I think that, like, your problem solving out on court is really nice as well. It's a really nice partnership. I've been really enjoying it.
Does it help you as a leader as well to have somebody who's so experienced and so, I guess, the feedback I got from, like, Gabby, who played obviously with her last year at the Pulse, like, Gabby was saying that she's just so calm and just talks throughout the game and directs, and but does it in a way that sort of settles everything down.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that helps you as well?
Yeah, totally. Especially when you're playing a position where you're in amongst the mess quite often. So to have that from the back, that voice, she's very much like the anchor of the court, which I think is so invaluable for our team. But I feel like we have that sporadically throughout our whole team, which is really exciting. And I think that each third really takes ownership of what they need to. So yeah, I think, you know, the girls make my life pretty easy.
Are you looking forward to coming up against Kira again? Obviously she does come across like really a bit of a barometer for the Vixens. Like, when she gets going, they kind of flow with her and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Are those the sort of battles that you enjoy when you're coming up against a player like her?
Yeah, definitely. Like, she's just such a fierce competitor, and I love the battle that we have together. It feels good. And I mean, I just think, like, it's always really fun when you know you're coming up against someone who's just class in what they do. It's always such a good challenge. So yeah, I'm really excited.
And I guess just finally, the way that the team's sort of probably been a bit more settled over the last 3 weeks. We're still waiting for Macy, obviously, to come back, but you had the same 10 last week, which is a very rare thing for us to go into a match with the same 10. Like,
yeah.
It's, I guess it's important for you guys, like for the rest of the squad as well, to sort of have that stability.
Yeah.
So up and down over the sort of mid part of that first half of the season.
Yeah, it has. I think, you know, like, it's been very up and down, and we were still dealing with fresh combinations within that. But I think, you know, like, as an elite sports team, you know, you have to be flexible. You have to be adaptable in moments like that. Like, that is sport. Like, people go down and you need people who are ready to go and fill those gaps. And for us who have been there out on court, you know, we can't rely on certain partnerships either. I think it's really important for us to just get on with it and, you know, get the job done as best we can. But I think heading into these last few rounds, it will be really good for us. And I think, you know, even though we've had the same 10, there's been lots of managed minutes. So I think the fact that we're steering away from that is also really, really exciting because, yes, it's great to have a 10, but then it's also great to have full availability for 60 minutes. So I think that will be really good for us as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.